break it down, down like this.
Welcome along, everyone, to Tempo Fit Workout of the Week. I am stoked you've tuned in. My name is Hayden Sherman, and I'm going to be your running coach for the next 15 minutes as I guide you through this week of hills. We're in the middle of October, the middle of hill month, where we're heading to the hills, trying to find some strength of mind, strength of body, some hill work, and some speed work in disguise. This week's workout, let me go through it before we dive into the session. It is two sets of the following. You're going to start off with 3 times 30 seconds uphill strides. Then you're going to do a 10-minute tempo run on the flat at around about your one-hour race pace. So I suggest you do 5 minutes out, 5 minutes back to make up the 10 minutes tempo, and then jog for 4 minutes, and then do all that one more time again. So each set is 3 times 30 second hill strides. That's nice and fast, but you're not sprinting. 30 seconds, you could probably do 4 of those back to end on end if you had to. But 3 times 30 seconds, you know, you should be fatigued but not exhausted. You won't be puking on this workout. So as you kind of gauge your pace for this one. So 3 times 30 seconds, just jog really lightly back to the start for each of those for your recoveries, and then immediately go into your 10-minute tempo run. 5 minutes out, 5 minutes back, and then do a little 4-minute jog between the two sets. So that's the workout. I would suggest finding a spot where you've got a kind of a mild to moderate hill for the hill strides, and then a nice flat pathway where you can head 5 minutes out one direction, 5 minutes back. All right, after the break, I'm going to explain why we're doing this workout, some tips on how to do it, and the thought for the week. Anyone who's preparing for a marathon and you're finding yourself and you're struggling a little bit, I'm going to dive into some tips on how to get on top of that training. Now, first of all, it's been another just amazing week of running. Here I am recording on what's the date today? The 8th of October. So this is going to come out on Monday. I'm actually heading up to Auckland here in New Zealand to see Hayden Wild, who was a previous guest on this show way back in December last year, actually. If you want to go and check that workout, he is going for the New Zealand 1 hour record. That's going to be on Saturday. So I'm going to be commentating that on New Zealand Sky Sports. It's going to be live on YouTube. Of course, this is going to be a little bit late for you to see it, but you can see the replays on YouTube. So look up Sky Sport Next and you'll be able to find that. But the other big news in running this week was the track meet at Valencia, where we saw Joshua Cheptegei, who recently got the 5,000 meter world record. He's added that with the 10,000 meter world record. So just incredible to knock the GOAT, Kenenisa Bekele, off those record books. So he ran, let me see what it was, 26:11. I can't even fathom that. 26:11, 26 minutes, 11 seconds for the 10,000 meters. And we also had Letizen Bet, I always get her name wrong, Letizen Bet Gide. So she ran 14:06 for the 5,000 meters to break Tirunesh Dibaba's, 12-year-old record in the 5,000 meters, running 14:06. So, wow, women now are getting very close to cracking that 14-minute mark, which is just phenomenal. So one of the cool things about lockdown this year is we've seen a lot of competitions, like normal track meets, cancelled, and instead it's allowed these athletes to really focus on these world record attempts, these time trial type events. So that's been one really good bonus this year. So as an athletics fan, so well done to those two. Now to our own running. What we are doing today is this two sets of this hill session where you're doing 3 times 30 second hill strides, and then you're going to dive into a 10 minute tempo run. Now, why are we doing that? First of all, we're building on what we did last week in terms of adding a little bit more quantity to the hill reps. So last week we did 4 hill reps. of 30 seconds. This week we're doing a total of 6. So you can see a slight increase in that. And that's whenever you look at your training, you should be able to see these logical progressions week on week. And this is one of the dangers. If you have come into Tempo Fit Workout of the Week fresh, you haven't done much running workouts previously, it is a danger that you can suddenly jump into something really full on. So, and as a quick note, if you are in that case, maybe you just want to do one hill rep, one times 30 seconds, and then dive into maybe a 5-minute tempo run. So it's just scale it back. And that's the thing with running. You can always scale it back to suit whether you're new to running, whether you're injured, whether you're coming back from a race or something and you want to take it a bit easier. But for most of us, 3 times 30 seconds on the hill reps, and then we're going to dive into that 10-minute tempo run. Now, what's the 10-minute tempo run doing? Well, we're trying to add some endurance to the workout. We want to get your body used to flushing out fatigue for longer periods of time. And the great thing by doing these hill reps at the start, you're focusing on good technique, developing power, but you're also introducing a bit of fatigue into your muscles. So when you go to do this 10-minute tempo run, you're going to be running at a pace where it's just a bit niggly. And we want to see if running at that kind of niggly pace, a pace you could hold for an hour in a race setting, can you flush out that fatigue? Can you flush out the remnants of those hills as you're going at that pace and in the 10 minutes feeling nice and comfy? So that's a little bit of a challenge. So we're trying to get a bit of power and speed and technique from the hills, and then we're transferring that fatigue that we're building up, we're trying to see if we can flush that out in the tempo run. So a few little boxes that we're trying to hit in this workout. All right, so as I mentioned before, the speed for those hills, we're not going to be sprinting. So get it out of your mind that you're doing hill sprints. We're calling these hill strides. So you're just going to a fast, controlled pace. You should be able to, when you hit that 30-second mark going up the hill, you should be able to tell yourself that you could have kept on going for 2 to 3 minutes nonstop up that same hill. So if you aren't saying that, if you're totally gassed at the top of that 30 seconds, you're going too hard. You need to slow down, because we want to be in control. We want to be able to focus on good technique. That good technique will carry on to running on the flat. It will carry on to running fast in normal conditions. So we want to be in control. We're not puking ourselves in this workout. We are in control. We're running happy. We're running strong. So that's the first thing. The second thing is around that technique. I really want you to focus on standing tall when you're running up the hill. Don't bend down and look at the hill. Look to the top of the hill where you're going. Imagine a rope pulling you up to the top. So that's going to make sure your posture's in a really good position. If you want to dive a bit deeper into hill training, I've got a great little audio coach tool that you can download from tempofit.org/audio, I think it is. That tool will guide you through a lot of techniques that will be really helpful for your hill running. I think it's $10 maybe for that hill workout, but well worth doing that to give you some really good cues when it comes to efficiently running up to the top of a hill. The other thing that I want to mention is around the pace of your 10-minute tempo runs, the 2 10-minute tempo runs you're going to be doing. Now, this is a pace that you could hold for 1 hour. We call that in Workout of the Week, we call that your lactate threshold. There's lots of different names for this kind of speed. In cycling, you'd call it your FTP, your functional threshold pace. But it's a pace that, as I said before, it's just niggly. It's kind of uncomfortable, comfortable, sort of just riding that fence. So when you do it, first of all, by feel, be honest with yourself. Can you realistically hold this pace for 1 hour nonstop? So be realistic about that. And also, if you want to jump on tempofit.org, look up the calculator. You'll be able to punch in a recent race result and work out exactly what that pace for your lactate threshold is. So knuckle down with it. You can run exact to that pace. I'd really like you to, rather than doing it by feel as we have in the past. I want you to lock into that pace, really settle into it and feel your body just flushing out that fatigue, trying to keep yourself relaxed as you're doing those little tempo run bursts.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
So I was emailed a question from one of our listeners who he is preparing for the Auckland Marathon and was just struggling over the last few weeks hitting those long runs. He hasn't done a huge amount of long runs, sort of in the 25K plus realm. So what's that, sort of around the 15 mile range. And he's just finding he hits about 2 hours and really struggling energy levels, pace is dropping around that stage, really feeling like he's unsure whether he can do the marathon in 4 to 6 weeks. So I wanted to give you some tips. If you are in that boat, if you are preparing for a marathon in the Southern Hemisphere, our spring, or a fall marathon in the Northern Hemisphere, just a little bit of a confidence boost, because now can be a tricky time where you're sort of doubting, questioning where you're at. If you are in the midst of that big high mileage phase where you're hitting those 30K runs, this is the hard part. This is the hard part of your journey. If you get this right, if you get through this, race day will be so much easier in comparison. Like adrenaline will take you that next 12K onto the finish line. But this is the hard part where you're out there solo slogging it out on those big long training runs. And your body hasn't fully adapted to that length of time. So I wanted to give 5 tips around how to make the most of it and how to get through this sort of tricky patch in your marathon prep. And it equally applies to half marathoners. You'll be doing potentially a lot of runs if you're a more experienced half marathoner above half marathon distance in order to build that endurance base. So It should apply to a lot of listeners. So first of all, number one, this struggle is totally normal. So I see it amongst so many runners, particularly new runners who haven't done a lot of running above that 2 hour mark, where you're out pounding the pavements for a long time, your body gets depleted and it gets pretty tricky. So it's totally normal to feel like that. That's the first thing. The second thing, the main thing that's going on there is your glycogen stores are just dropping there. You hit about 90 minutes to 2 hours and suddenly there's just a lack of energy supply to your muscles to fuel what you're doing. So what we really want to do is develop your body's ability to fuel fat, but also to take on board fuel as you're running. So more on that next. So number three, we want to stay in a fat burning zone for as long as possible. So what a lot of runners do, particularly beginner runners, they start and they feel fresh at the start. So they start a bit faster and then get slower and slower. Now that's exactly what we don't want to be doing, because when you run faster, when you get up towards like this lactate threshold that I've been talking about, suddenly glycogen becomes more of a fuel source than fat. You have a limited supply of glycogen, and when that's gone, it's gone. You hit the wall. What you can instead do is start slower and just use that fat burning, metabolize that fat. You're in that fat burning zone, maybe for the first hour, hour and a half, and then progress and get a little bit faster as you're going, if you're feeling okay. So starting slow is really important. The other important part of that is to make sure that when you are taking on gels or liquid energy in the form of like a sports drink, make sure that you're not taking that too early. So when you do that, it sort of switches on a switch that switches your body over into that glycogen mode. So I usually in training like to keep it to an hour and a half where you don't take any fuel on board. Once you hit there, start taking on board. It'll give you good practice for race day. And just don't go overboard. Like you want to practice it, but you don't want to just be totally flooding your body with sugar and not allowing your body to adapt to that fat burning and adapt to that feel of low glycogen levels. So there's a balance of practice and also adaptation that we want. Number four, use technique cues. So just as I mentioned with the hills, you want to have some things that you go to when the going gets tough, because when you get tired, your technique tends to slacken, gets worse. So you slow down and become more inefficient, and then you get more tired, and then your technique gets worse, and you slow down, become more inefficient, you get more tired. So it's this vicious cycle that you've got to nip in the bud by having some good technique cues, just something as easy as quicker cadence, increase your stride rate, improve your technique as the run goes. So rather than getting worse, now that will help you to A, speed up as you get towards the end of the run, and B, just feel way better about yourself, because suddenly you've got some tools that you can have to counteract tiredness. And on that note, number 5, have a mental strategy for when the going gets tough. So what's the thing that's going to get you in a better mental state to keep going through those hard zones? So for some people, it might be having a mantra that you just repeat to yourself, you know, some sort of saying that you might repeat to yourself, or a song that you can sing in your head. Some people just like to, as simple as counting your steps, 1 to 100, and then get to 100 and go back to 1, start again. Or you might want to just focus on each K and just nailing that split for the K. Or maybe you want to think about dedicating a kilometer or a mile or a 5K section to a person in your life. So let's say you're running for charity. You might want to think of someone in particular who's affected by that cause that you're running for. So find a strategy that works for you. Everyone's different in this respect, but have a mental strategy that you can go to when the going gets tough and will pull you through to the finish. So there you go, some ideas for staying positive, staying on top, and really pushing through this tough time in your training. But the light is at the tunnel, ladies and gentlemen. You will almost be there. If you're starting to feel it get tired, you're probably only a few weeks away from your taper starting.
Hey, yeah, 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 yeah.
All right, there we are, slightly longer show this week. We had a lot to get through, a lot of exciting things going on in the world of running. So this workout is, one more time, 2 times the following, 3 times 30-second hill strides, not sprints, just controlled fast runs up the hill, jogging back down, really light for your recoveries, and then straight into a 10-minute tempo run at your 1-hour race pace, 5 minutes out, 5 minutes back, and then a little 4-minute jog. Recovery between the 2 sets. Make sure you're fully recovered so you can really crush this workout and really enjoy it as well. Happy running, everyone. Let me know how this workout goes. Stay in touch. Send your training questions through to me, Hayden@tempofit.org. Happy running, everyone. Ciao.